from Ballymoney in County Antrim, we present Let the Bible Speak. It's good to have you with us today as we spend 15 minutes around the Word of God, preaching Christ in all His fullness. Leslie Curran here saying hello and welcome once again to the program. It's good that you're joining with us, that you've tuned in, and I trust you'll stay for the next 15 minutes and hear the Word of the Lord. It's told of an atheist who was dying that he appeared to be very uncomfortable, very unhappy, and extremely frightened. Another atheist friend had come to see him, and standing at his bedside, he said this, "Don't be afraid. Hold on, man. Hold on to the last." But the dying man said, "That is what I want to do, but tell me what I am to hold on to." The Word of God tells us what we are to hold on to. The Word of God makes it clear that we are to come and trust in the Lord Jesus Christ and believe on Him for salvation, for neither is there salvation in any other. It's our prayer and desire as you listen to God's Word today that you will come to trust in Christ, to rest upon Him, to lean upon Him, and then when it comes to dying, it will be well with your soul. Listen on and hear the Word of God today as the Reverend Ivan Foster brings it to us.
Welcome. It's good that each one of you have joined with us in our radio program this morning. We're going to have some music right away, and then I'll read the scriptures in the Gospel of Mark. Here's that gospel song that we promised you. It's by the SMS Singers, and it's called "He the Pearly Gates Will Open."
Love divine, so great and wondrous, He that mighty pure sublime, coming from the heart of Jesus, just the same through test of time. He the
Let's turn to Mark's Gospel, the chapter 5, And we're reading just a few verses, beginning at the verse 25. The Savior has just been approached by Jairus, who has told him about his daughter, how that she's dying. Indeed, she's at the point of death. And he begs the Savior to come and lay his hands on her that she might live. And the Savior turns to follow him. Now we read in verse 25, "And a certain woman which had an issue of blood 12 years, and had suffered many things of many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was nothing bettered, but rather grew worse. When she had heard of Jesus, came in the press behind him, and touched his garment. For she said, If I may touch but his clothes, I shall be whole. And straightway the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of that plague. And Jesus, immediately knowing in himself that virtue had gone out of him, turned him about in the press, and said, Who touched my clothes? And his disciples said unto him, Thou seest the multitude thronging thee, and sayest, Who touched me? And he looked round about to see her that had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what was done in her, came and fell down before him, and told him all the truth. And he said unto her, Daughter, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague." How busy the Savior was, even as he is attending unto the needs of Jairus and his sick daughter. The Savior is also sought by this woman who had the issue of blood. I want to notice with you how that the Savior did not chase this woman. He did not turn his back upon her. He did not say to her, Look, I am already occupied with someone else. I'm too busy to see you or talk with you or have anything to do with you. Praise God, the Savior's never too busy. And he can handle my cares and he can handle your cares. And neither of us will be in any way deprived of the full attention of the Savior as he deals with the problems of the other. Now this woman had suffered much from her illness. We are told in the verses 25 and 26 that she had been for 12 years in this state of suffering. And she had tried many doctors, and indeed it says that she had spent all that she had in trying to find a cure. But in fact, she not only lost her money, but she grew worse. Oh, how dark it was for this poor woman. But hope came to her. And I want you to notice how it came to her. It says, when she had heard of Jesus, she came in the press behind and touched his garment. Hope came by hearing. Hearing of Christ. Well, that's why the Savior commands his servants to preach the gospel. For it is by the preaching of the gospel that the hope of life eternal is proclaimed amongst the nations. I today am a messenger of hope. I'm nothing in myself, but the message I bring is one of hope. Hope of life eternal through the Lord Jesus Christ. She came to Christ as a result of hearing about him. She decided to seek him out. There are many today who hear the gospel. There will be many listening to this program and they're hearing the gospel. And I'll be telling you plainly how that the Lord Jesus Christ is able to save to the uttermost. And yet you'll do nothing about it. You'll not bother yourself. You might even now be reaching to shut off the sound of the gospel. But I hope that it's not so. But that rather, as this woman, upon hearing about Christ, set out to seek him, to find him, and avail herself of the blessing that he alone could bestow. I hope that that's the frame of mind that you're in. She wasn't deterred by difficulties, for when she came, the Savior was thronged by a crowd, and he was very obviously going specifically to the home of Jairus. He was accompanying Jairus. You could see that he was being led by Jairus to his home. He was occupied then fully with a person. But that did not deter the woman. For she said, I don't need a long interview with Christ. I don't need any ritual to be performed. I have only to touch his garments, and I'll be made whole. What faith she had in Christ. What a view she had of the power of the Lord Jesus. It wasn't that she thought she had to do something, that she had some performance to engage in. She says, I've only to touch his garments, and I'll be made whole. Oh, that you might grasp today how simply you can be saved by touching Christ. And she does so. She presses through. There was such a crowd pressing upon Christ. And this woman, I'm sure she was made weak by her sufferings, but still she pressed through until she was able to reach out her hand and touch the Savior's garment. And as soon as she did so, her hemorrhaging stopped. And she knew, it says in verse 29, she felt in her body that she was healed of her plague. My dear friend, I tell you this, there is nothing more definite in the life of a Christian than the assurance that they have been saved. I was there when it happened, and I ought to know, is the response of the Christian to those who would query whether or not they were saved. Oh, praise God for the reality of salvation. But as soon as she is made whole, the Savior turns and he addresses the crowd and he says, who touched me? The disciples are astonished at the question. They say, who touched you? Why, there's people milling all around you. Ah, yes, but the Savior knew someone had touched him especially. And he didn't want any secret disciples. Those who touch Christ, those who believe on Christ, the Savior wants to have them come out and confess him. And that's what he sought from that woman. And she came, and she fell at his feet, and she did confess what she had done, and she acknowledged that he had healed her. And the Savior said to her, woman, thy faith hath made thee whole. Go in peace, and be whole of thy plague. As a result of confessing Christ, she went away with glad assurance in her heart that not only now had she the feelings within her body that she was healed, but she had the blessed assurance of the Savior's own precious word. Oh, come to Christ today and trust in him, and praise God you'll know his saving power. The Lord bless you.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, coming from Ballymoney, County Antrim. We count it a privilege to bring the gospel of Christ to you in all its biblical fullness, and I trust that you've enjoyed today's program. If you've been challenged, encouraged, or helped in any way, we'd like to hear from you. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Let the Bible Speak, Ballymoney, County Antrim, BT53 6PE. Thank you for listening today. We're on the air here on Gospel AM each morning, Monday to Friday at 9:30. So do remember to join us at this time as we let the Bible speak.